This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. For the moment, Congress has given up trying to compromise on another round of virus economic relief, President Trump blaming Democrats.
What the Democrats primarily want is bailout money. It has nothing to do with the China virus. It has nothing to do with anything that we've been talking about over the last period of time. They want to bail out states.
So he has signed a series of executive orders to try to go around Congress, leaving questions.
Where's the money going to come from? B, whether he has the authority to do it, generally because Congress controls the purse. And third, whether he can put any pressure on the states at all to provide funding that they actually don't have to provide.
Law professor Lori Levinson with more. CBS's Michael George.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer released a statement tearing into the measures, saying in part, instead of passing a bill, now President Trump is cutting families' unemployment benefits and pushing states further into budget crises, forcing them to make devastating cuts to life or death services.
The economic fallout, of course, just one big way the coronavirus continues to affect millions of lives. Parents all over Southern California are suing Governor Gavin Newsom. They're demanding schools open up. Erica Sefton from Murrieta, California, concerned about her daughter.
I personally think that any online instruction for elementary school age kids will have zero academic value, zero value in socialization.
But the situation also has some teachers thinking early out. WCCO-TV's Aaron Hassanzadeh spoke with Minnesota officials.
We tend to see educators working longer into their retirement years just to pay for health care. But they're looking at it differently this year, that's for sure.
Education Minnesota President Denise Speck says many are at least considering early retirement.
They know what their buildings look like. They know that they are working in buildings with improper ventilation.
And then there is this, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting a half a dozen students and three staffers now infected at that Paulding County, Georgia high school that produced the viral pictures of large groups of students in the hall, close together, many unmasked. The U.S. casualty count so far from the virus, nearly 5 million infections, more than 152,000 dead, by far the most in the world. The U.S. will reduce the number of American troops in Afghanistan to less than 5,000 by the end of November. That word from Defense Secretary Mark Esper in an interview, CBS News National Security Consultant Jeff McCausland.
The question then becomes whether or not the United States can still fulfill that mission of train, advise, and assist with that reduced number.
This is CBS News.
The CBS World News Roundup with Steve Kathan.
Five tweets from President Trump this morning on the trade battle with China.
Weekday mornings right here on the CBS Radio Network.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
The coronavirus pandemic is affecting so many aspects of our lives, it is sometimes hard to keep track. Trash is one of them.
Environmentalist Emily Stevenson cleans up trash in southwest England. These days, she's finding something new.
171 plastic gloves surrounding one supermarket.
Discarded gloves and face masks worn because of the pandemic. And when these items get dumped in trash pits or oceans,
there's no telling how long it's going to stay there.
Coronavirus in some ways hurt the environmental movement. Bans on plastic shopping bags were tossed out or delayed in many places. Still, Stevenson is hopeful.
Communities all over the world are still so engaged, and they still want to fight this.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Portland, Oregon protests continue well into month number 3. Tom Foti, CBS News.